health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And good morning. It's Monday morning and 22nd of June. It's just gone 9 minutes after nine. I'm not sure how the weather is in Johannes because I'm in Durban and it's already 19 degrees here. Had breakfast, went for a walk on the beach. So lovely. Hope you guys in Johannesburg are staying warm and the show will definitely warm you up because we're chatting with Dr. Stephanie Avadia, general practitioner and founder of the Radiant Secret SA. We're going to find out how I look so amazing at 55. Okay, just kidding. We're going to be chatting aging and anti-aging. What is healthy aging? So let us have your questions for our guest on 061-895-1019.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Singel, and just to mention it again, I am coming to you from a lovely and warm Durban. And hopefully you guys are staying warm. Doc, how's the weather? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's very freezing cold in Joburg.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And we're back. We are chatting with Dr. Stephanie Avadia. Doc, welcome to the show. How's the weather? I have to ask because I'm warm.
Thank you for having me. I'm very glad to be here. The weather in Joburg is freezing and I don't do well in the cold, so hence I'm in a bomber jacket.
So what you're saying is I should stay down here for an extra, I don't know, couple of months until summer's back.
Sounds good.
Not a bad idea. Absolutely. So let's chat aging. I think this is something that really starts to get on our mind. It looks nowadays, even in people in their mid-20s, I remember growing up and thinking, yeah, geez, you know, people in their 50s look so old. And when you get into your 50s, like, yeah, I think I'm looking pretty good, staying out of the sun as much as possible. But let's chat about, firstly, what happens to our skin? What is aging in terms of how we appear to the world?
So let's talk about what the skin's built of, because then it's easier to understand how we age. So I like to I'm going to simplify it because I can speak about this for days, but let's just simplify it. So basically, if you think of a building, right, you have your poles, your stability poles. So that's like your collagen, your fiber and your bone. Then you have your bricks, which make up your wall, that's your cushioning, that's your hyaluronic acids, your glycans and your water basically, and your fat pads. Then you have the paint around, that's your barrier, which contains of sebum, humectants, ceramides. Then you have your anti-rusts, which is the big word, rust. Everyone knows antioxidants. Those are your anti-rusts, which keep your poles intact. Then we have your builders. Those are like your fibroblasts. And the stem cells, those are basically the cells that keep everything going and keep it all maintained. So on a basic level, that's how it works. So now as we get older, everything starts to slow down. Your workers start to decrease in number. They start to decrease in energy. And obviously, if your workers aren't working, you're not going to have all of your things maintained. So that's when we start to see when your bricks start to fall in, when your poles start to wave, that's when you start to see your wrinkles and the crepiness, as they say.
Yes, okay. So I think it's an interesting thing, and I stand corrected, but sure, our skin is the largest organ in our body. But not only that, other than our eyes, I think it's really how we present ourselves to the world. And we can show, you know, how we've been looking after ourselves, what we've been doing, and our face is really how they see us. You know, Apple didn't do a hand detect, you know, it's a face that they scan. So, and sometimes, you know, the beard gets a bit grayer, the wrinkles start to appear, and people really start to feel, or many people start to feel concerned as to how they're looking. In your practice and your experience, what are those effects on people in terms of how they feel about themselves and how they're being perceived, and that why did they come and see you?
So, like you said, Nick, like years ago when we looked at people and they were 50, they looked really old. Like if you look at a 50-year-old today, they don't look 50, right? I mean, if you compare generations, you'll see it's quite obvious. And I think that our society, as much as we want to say that we're all about the inner whatever, we actually do, appearance matters, unfortunately, it is true. And a lot of I deal with mature patients. So a lot of my clientele or my patients come in
I
and
was going to say, so no men, because men don't mature, we just age. Sorry.
or so you think. So we do, but yeah, generally mature ladies. And what the main concern that I hear is that people are not taking them seriously anymore because they're starting to age. And that's not great. I mean, their mind is still functioning 100%. Their body's still functioning 100%. They just now they have to fight doubly as hard to get their point heard or their view seen. And that's not acceptable. So that's why I am so passionate about this. It's really about maintaining that confidence and what you look like to the outer world so that your inner world can actually reflect your outer world.
Sure, I love that, and that balance. And unfortunately, it really is true, because many times, many societies, we look at people who are older and they value their experience and what they can contribute. So when do we really start to age and show signs of aging?
So, I mean, it's different. Everyone ages differently. I can't give an exact number, say at 25, you're going to age. No. But the research does show from 20, you start to lose your collagen. So, you lose 1% of collagen a year from the age of 20, which means that technically we're aging from 20. But what I've seen practically is that you start to see it from about 30. Obviously, everyone has different life factors, stress factors, and it affects you differently, different genes. So I can't say a specific age from 20, but yeah, what I see is from 30 practically, but the textbooks say from 20 you start to lose collagen.
Okay. I think if I remember correctly, from a training point of view and injury point of view, coaching, you never really have the capacity to heal 100% from an injury after 18 or 20 years old. So that's really, I suppose, it ties into that we don't have the capacity to maintain from that age. There's a point that I want to touch on when we're back from our from paying the rent, but we'll get to that. And I want to ask what in our lifestyle has changed, that why we look younger. And I want to bring up the Archie Bunker TV series. And because when you find out that you're older than the characters on the show who looked really old, that can be quite terrifying. But we'll touch on that as soon as we're back from paying the rent.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And we're chatting with Dr. Stephanie Avadia, general practitioner and founder of the Ray SA. You are listening at 9. I'm Nicholas Single. And just before we went to the break, I wanted to touch on the fact, Doc, that we're looking younger now. And there was a TV series that came out in the 70s. We got it sort of late 70s, early 80s, the Archie Bunker show. And the characters in there looked like they were 70 years old. And I recently found out the main character who played Archie was in his 40s. And I was actually quite shocked by how old they were. So I went and did a little bit of research. Maybe we can kick off with a little bit of prevention that we can do in our day-to-day lives before we get into the work that you do and what's available. So they were talking about why people looked older back then: smoking, sun exposure, diet, and all of these different type of things that led us to not be as healthy as possible. So I'd love your thoughts on why we're looking younger than two or three generations ago.
I think it's also that we are more educated. We know what's out there. we're able to take that in and actually act on it. But yes, sun, I make a reel on this nearly every week, but sun is the worst thing ever for us. And if you're going to only use one product, please make it be an SPF, because suntan lotion, cover your skin, hats, glasses, whatever you can, because that is what really ages us. And I always think, when I talk to my mom, I think it's so crazy how that generation would put on baby oil and go and sit in the sun so that they can be tanned. And now they look old because of that, and not necessarily anything else. So we have to now work to restore what has been damaged. So yeah, if you can do anything, suntan lotion every day, everywhere, even in your car, you're still getting the sun rays that are damaging your skin.
Now, I think particularly in South Africa, I remember many years ago I had the chance to build the Jumbotron, the big screen at Ellis Park for the 95 Rugby World Cup. And there are a whole bunch of Australian and New Zealand guys out there building the stage for the Rolling Stones concerts, all of them in the Highveld sun in winter with their shirts off working. And we were like, guys, you're going to get burnt. And they were like, no, we know the sun. We're from Australia. And we didn't see them for another 2 weeks because they got so horribly sunburned. So, how bad really is the sun? I mean, you mentioned it
Sure.
in the car. I get a bit of a freak out because I look after my face. I haven't been looking after my hands, and I look down, my hands are looking older. So, what should we be doing in terms of our routine and regimen?
Yeah, so suntan lotion, I also don't do this because it's really hard, but this is the goal. So everyone can try, but you should put on suntan lotion, your SPF. So if you're putting on SPF 30, it means you should reapply every 30 minutes. If you're putting SPF 50, it means every 50 minutes. So that's why the higher the SPF, the better, because it lasts longer, not because it's stronger. So SPF 50, reapply as often as you can. Every 50 minutes, I don't think is attainable, but as often as you can. And the thing is that there's UVA and UVB. So UVB is what burns you. So often when we feel UVB, we put on suntan lotion. It's a reminder. But UVA is the thing that's actually causing the damage. So that's what's damaging your DNA cells and causing you to age quickly. And UVA you won't feel. So in winter, UVB is a lot less, which is why no one puts on suntan lotion, because you're not getting burnt. But there's still UVA. So UVA is the damaging factor, and UVA penetrates glass. So when you're driving in your car, it goes through the glass, you're still getting that sun damage. So that's why we always say SPF as much as you can, whenever you can.
Sure. Absolutely love that. Let's go on to the work that you do, because I think you mentioned your folks. I know with my folks, and it was baby oil, some crazy people cooking oil. There were different brands where you'd get suntan oil, not suntan lotion. I mean, we were lathering ourselves up. I think there were cocoa butters and things that we were putting on, and you look great in your 19, 20, 17. But then when we're hitting 40s, 50s, 60s, we want to look a little bit younger. We don't want to look all wrinkled like the very tanned lady in Miami from There's Something About Mary, that wonderful movie where she was just wrinkles and brown.
And
But
just
it gets to a point where I'm sure the damage can only be dealt with so much. So what do you do within your practice? What are you seeing, and what are some of the treatments? But again, is it a cure for being naughty when we're younger?
So look, I'm not a magician. I'm not going to say we can cure everyone. It depends how badly the damage was. So to come in, we assess you, we can give you a plan and tell you realistically if it's going to fully fix you, if it's going to just improve you. Like I say, I'm not a magician. So when you come in here, we assess you and we see what has been done. If you sat in the sun for 20 years, it's not going to take 5 minutes to fix you. That's 20 years of damage that we now have to pander to. So, like I say, I'm not a magician, and also it's also a pet peeve of mine. A lot of people come in here and they'll say to me, "But this one said I can be fixed in 5 minutes." And I'm like, "Is that really a doctor, or what are you putting on your face? Because if they can fix you in 5 minutes, I don't want to know what you're going to look like in a year's time, because whatever they're using is not FDA approved. It's not okay, and we don't know the side effects. We don't know what it is. So I always get very upset because at the end of the day, it's not the person's fault who went to that person. They're trusting that person. Maybe that person is pretending to be a doctor. Maybe they're claiming to be experts and they're not, which is quite rife in the industry. But it's not the individual's fault. It's the person behind the desk's fault because they're the ones who need to educate our general public. They're the ones who are meant to be in the driving seat. So I get really upset because I feel like it's really unfair to the general public to do such a thing. Like everyone says it's just cosmetics, but it's actually not. There's a lot to it. It's a science, you know, and there's medication that we use, which only doctors can prescribe. And there's a reason for that. So yeah, sorry, I get very passionate. I can go on about this for hours, but yeah, just know that real results take time.
It doesn't with my gym, I deal with the same thing. And you have to ask people, how many years or decades did it take you to get to the shape? And you want to reverse this in 2 weeks before your high school reunion. And these can be real challenges, and it needs to be understood. But I think I'm loving the passion, and also I appreciate the passion, Doc, because it's you understand the seriousness of this. Because I suppose also excessive sun exposure, putting chemicals on our face that we don't, or our body that we don't know, has profound and real-world health risks. We saw
100%.
instances. We had a guest on our show talking about peptides that came in from Temu, or there's sorry fillers rather. Well, there's peptides from there. There's fillers that were coming in from Temu and being injected into people and disfiguring them and causing real problems. So this is not really something that people must take lightly. I think if you were to speak to a patient for the first time that was coming into your practice now and had maybe been a little bit too much in the sun, hadn't been looking after themselves, what do you tell them the first time when you sit down with them in terms of what do you need from them and what can you do for them based on, there's a little bit of early aging potentially.
Sure. So, I mean, our protocol, it's very individualized, but the first thing is start using suntan lotion, and we'll probably change your home care to something that's going to help repair those cells at home as well. So, it's a continuous thing. It's not going to happen over 2 days or 3 days, it's probably a few months. Then, for sun damage, I prefer to use medical lead facials. So we use a bunch of acids and we test your skin. We see which kind of acids will suit your skin. It's like a diagnosis, and then based on those diagnoses, we use certain acids. And then we also do a test every time to see how healthy your skin is so that we can give you acids without burning your face, so that it's very gentle. So you'll leave here, it will feel like a general facial, but you'll have results.
It kind of blows my mind because I have spent a lot of time in the world of going to certain spas and clinic for usually sort of the European product led ones. I have to be careful because I have dry skin and it's so important to do, but the reality is to have it done with the guidance of a medical practitioner, a member of the health council, of South Africa, to what to HCPSA, if I got that right. But it's so important, and I think that this is what people need to be looking at, because in many ways our face is our CV. It's how we present ourselves to the world. But on top of that, if there is a problem with the skin, if there is a mark or a growth or something that is problematic, you can deal with it far quicker. On that point, do you often or do you sometimes find things where you say to the client, listen, this is a problem, you need to go and get this checked?
I mean, it does happen. I mean, especially with my age of my patients, it is more common. But like I said, because especially if they're regulars, then we can see quite quickly. Then it's better, as you know, with all things dangerous and the big C word, the earlier the better. So the earlier you see it, and they go to a dermatologist who'll remove it, biopsy, whatever, then it's dealt with quickly and pain-free, basically. Whether other than if you leave it and you know, then
That's
it's
and then yeah. God forbid. What sort of age? Because I know one of the questions that our fantastic producer Sina put together for us is, many people think they need cosmetic procedures in their 20s. Is that medically necessary, or is the prevention being misunderstood? I love that question. I love your thoughts on that, please.
But like I said, because your collagen does start to drop from 20 by 1%. So it is what I would advise and what I will tell my children is from the age of 20, you need to start using a good home care routine. So I'm very lazy. So my home care routines consist of three or four products because I know that I'm not going to probably even do that many. That's a lot of products, right? So I try to keep it as simple as possible. I mean, if you are super lazy, I will give you one product so that you can continue with your lifestyle but still get the benefits, which I think most people will be like flabbergasted, quite controversial in the space. But I believe that we must work with people. People are not textbooks. So, I mean, I'm lazy. I know that if I use one product, I know which product's going to give me the most benefit. So I believe from 20, you should definitely be on a product that's helping you, not doing damage. So a lot of the cleansers are soap based, which is going to do a lot of damage. So I'll either rather use water than a soap based cleanser, to be honest. So change your home care and then Botox. I love Botox, but I don't say come in at 20, you have to have Botox. I will start to do Botox when you start to see the subtle signs that you need Botox. And then we also do minimal Botox. We do baby Botox if you don't need Botox because we don't want you to look frozen. So if you don't really need it and you're using it for prevention, let's give you baby Botox so your movement is subtle, but you still have movement.
Okay, so that's another fantastic question from Sina. Does Botox make you expressionless?
Well, it
Can you
depends
still
who
look
does
shocked? Yeah, can you still look shocked at people at the Shabbos table? Can you still give them a look?
100%. So it depends who does it. And it depends what results you want and what your doctor is willing to do. So I generally do not freeze people. I don't think it's a nice look. And I like some sort of expression. So, I mean, you can see what I look like. I've got Botox right now. You would never know because I've got full expression.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
All right, and sorry, we seem to be having a little bit of technical challenges here with the hotel Wi-Fi. I've switched to my own network, so that should be better. Doc, so before I disappeared, we were chatting about Botox. You mentioned you were on Botox. If I may say so respectfully, you look 12. So clearly,
Right.
it's working. It's absolutely fantastic. We're chatting with Dr. Stephanie Avadia, general practitioner and founder of Radiant Secrets South Africa. We're chatting, looking after our skin, skin care, and again, sort of healthy aging versus anti-aging. Is there a difference between those two? I suppose doing it the healthy way really is avoiding anything major. Okay. Could you let us have your thoughts on that,
Yeah.
please?
I mean, the word anti-aging is all the trend right now. So I interchange it. I mean, I don't know if other people interchange it, but I interchange it with healthy aging because at the end of the day, we can't stop aging. Aging is what happens. I mean, there's something called a telomere, which is basically if you think of it as a ladder, and every time the cell divides, one of those rungs is gone until the cell can't, until there's no more rungs and the cells can't divide. And that's basically aging. So now in medicine, we've seen what happens when we mess with the telomeres is we often get cancer. So you can't stop aging. Aging is going to happen. I mean, maybe in the future, in 1,000 years, please God, they will. But for now, we can't stop it. So we have to deal with it. So what I like to say, I mean, and especially in my clinic, I prefer to use products like biostimulants that help your skin health rather than just putting a plaster on. So that's why often people will come to me and they'll be like, maybe in their 50s or 60s, and say, I just want Botox. And I'll be like, listen, Botox is not going to help you right now. You've probably missed the boat for Botox. Because if we put on Botox, it's basically just a plaster. And then you're going to have to come every 2 to 3 months. We're going to have to put high doses. It's not going to look nice. So let's rather leave the Botox and use something that's more healthy for your skin. And let's repair your skin where it is today. I'm not saying that you're going to look like a 12-year-old if you're 60, because I can't do that. But you will definitely see an improvement. And I think it's also important to understand that when we do age, it's also, we have to age and we have to see how we age. We can't not look like we've aged.
100%. Because I mean, then there are certain celebrities out there that we can think of, also perhaps with too much of a straight facial expression, that are looking far worse. Because I think you need certain shape in the face to look natural. We're chatting with Dr. Stephanie Avadia, general practitioner and founder of Radiant Secrets. We're chatting, let's go, we'll call it healthy aging, doc, and our skin. Please let us have your questions for our guest on 061-895-1019. The Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra presents the Winter Symphony season, featuring performance by international artists and well-loved South African musicians. Programs include masterpieces by Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, and Mendelssohn, and more. The season runs from the 4th of June until the 25th of June, every Thursday evening at the Linda Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. The superb concerts are not to be missed. Season and single concert tickets are available through Quick Ticket or jpo.co.za.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And we're back chatting with Dr. Stephanie Avadia. My name is Nicholas Ingle. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. Do apologize. I'm going to take responsibility for the Wi-Fi at this hotel going down. We've been here the whole weekend, Doc, the whole weekend live streaming a sporting competition, and it's been fine. And as soon as the show starts, it starts giving us trouble. But let's get to the questions quickly. What are we doing that's causing us to age? So, I mean, if I show you, like, not sleeping, I had 4 hours sleep last night, probably not the best thing, not getting enough hydration, smoking, diet. What are the things that we're doing in our day-to-day lives that we can, and I think would really align well with healthy aging versus anti-aging?
100%. So stress plays a huge part in aging. Like you said, the skin is the biggest organ in our body. So everything that affects our health, our skin is the first to show it because it is the largest organ and it's the most sensitive. So stress, I mean, stress is really difficult to get under handle. Everyone has it. I just say, I mean, do what you can. Then another one is sugar. Sugar is so bad for us and it's so bad for aging. I mean, there's literally like it's one of the biggest studied reasons why we age is sugar, and there's so many side effects of sugar. So if you can cut down your sugar, great. Any cut down is better than nothing. So don't think that you have to cut all sugar out or it's no good. No, anything is better. So if you don't eat your chocolate today, and you eat it tomorrow, rather. I mean, cut out where you can, do your best. Another one, obviously, smoking is shocking. You can obviously see the side effects of a smoker and a non-smoker. If you can cut out smoking, I mean, it's great for your health. It's just much better all around. Smoking is great to cut out. And another big thing is exercise. So exercise is amazing for you all around. I mean, I'm not going to go into the health benefits. There are thousands. But for your skin, what it also does is it flushes your skin. So it brings nutrients to your skin, which as we get older, our vessels get a bit slaggy and we get less nutrients. So it brings that nutrients back to your skin. And it also has been proven to increase the support systems. So by 30%, if you do exercise for 100 minutes a week at vigorous exercise or 200 minutes a week at moderate exercise, you are improving that moisture in your skin, which really does help with your anti-aging.
So, this is the most wonderful news I've ever heard in my life because I'm going to take the soundbite and play it for our clients in the gym. What you're saying is 100 minutes getting flushed in the gym is good for you, and that excludes the warm up and the cool down. So there we thank you, Doc. And I think also exercise is really good for the reduction in stress as well. Community, team,
100%.
freedom of mind, absolutely, absolutely fantastic. I want to go in a little bit more into the sugar because, I mean, it's one of the fastest growing segments in rehabs worldwide. Sugar addiction, I mean, it's a physiological addiction. And the study is saying it can be eight times more than heroin addiction, the hit on the body, and it's in everything. It's really challenging. So how bad is it? What is it doing within the body? If you could give us a brief view on that.
I mean, so I'll just talk about the skin. So there's things called aminoglycans. I don't know if they're trending, so I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it. So what those are, those basically keep the water where they need to be. That keeps your bricks where it needs to be in your building. So what sugar does is attacks those aminoglycans, and it's called AGEs. They call it AGEs, anti-aminoglycans endpoints. And so then obviously, if you think of a building, if your bricks are now falling apart, your building is no longer structurally sound, right? It's not going to do the same as what you wanted it to do. It's going to look terrible. So that's basically what your sugar is doing. It's eating away at your bricks slowly. So I mean, if you, any less sugar is better than more sugar. So I always think, like, people always think it's an all or none kind of a situation, but it's really not. I mean, we have to eat to stay alive, and unfortunately, our foods are full of sugar. There's no real way of avoiding it unless, like, that becomes your entire life. So I always say less is better. So just try to cut out where you can. Do your best. Honestly, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I think I'm loving the approach in what you're sharing because, if three products is going to be overwhelming where you need six, use one. Don't let sugar bully you so much that it destroys your quality of life. Just try and push it out. If you can say, I'll eat the chocolate tomorrow, when you get to tomorrow, you can say, I'll eat the chocolate tomorrow again, or you eat it. So it's about limiting and managing. I think it's a very, very healthy approach to understanding what's going on within our bodies. How important is water?
So water is really important. I mean, water is also maintains our structure. So it's also within the cushioning systems, also within the bricks. So the more you drink water, obviously, the more you can flush out also the toxins that are antioxidants. A whole bunch of things can be flushed out your system as well. Especially like now, everyone's hearing about metals, and the microplastics and all of that. The more you drink, the more your body naturally is going to flush all of those toxins out. So it helps with your global health, not just your skin. And then obviously, if you don't have enough water, the first place that the water comes from is from your skin. So that's when you're going to see your dry skin.
Okay, wow.
And
I
it's
think
going to
so. I
take
mean,
the water straight from your skin.
again, okay, that is quite scary, and I hope people listen to that because water, I mean, it's after oxygen, it's our most important, we could say, nutrient, right? Because we sweat, we pee, and we poop. That's how we get rid of toxins. We need water for each of those processes. So, but I didn't realize that it was actually pulling that from our skin. So something to be very, very wary of. Just before we pay the rent, Doc, when we start to wrap up, I want to talk about very quickly the process that patients will go through with you. Is it a short-term process? Is it an ongoing process? Is it a combination of both? And we'll get back to that with Dr. Stephanie Avadia shortly. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show. My name is Nicholas Ingle, and this is Chai FM. Stay connected with everything Chai FM across all your favorite social media platforms. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at 101.9 Chai FM. From the latest news and community updates to competitions, behind the scenes content, and everything in between. I'm not sure if this is a typing error, but I'm going to read it. Oh, I think I get it. There's beep, always something happening on our page. Hit follow, turn on the notifications, and never miss a moment with High FM. It's one of the funniest things being part of the station. It's now part of my life when I'm in my car, and I can highly recommend it.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
We've been chatting with Dr. Stephanie Avaria here on 101.9 High FM. It's the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show. Doc, this is always the part of the show I get the saddest because it's over. And what you've shared has been absolutely fantastic. It's been simple, it's been clear, it's been concise and easy to implement. So I wanted to thank you for that. Just before we wrap up, very briefly, let's touch on the procedure that patients go through when they come and see you.
So usually if someone comes to see me, because we're so individualized, it's me, myself, so I'm the medical doctor, and then I have a skin expert solo, and we'll both sit in the meeting in the first session because we both have our own aspects to give and understand and see. So then we'll sit with you, we'll discuss what you want, what we think you need. It's a 30-minute process. And then me and Solo will go, we'll discuss and make a plan, and then we'll come back and tell you what our plan is. Usually our plan is a combination of both short-term and long-term. So like I said, most things can't be fixed in a day, and we're not going to promise that either. So we are very realistic. We also love natural look. So we won't make you look, if you're 50, we won't make you look like a 12-year-old. Yeah, exactly, shocked face like a 12-year-old. So we will enhance your natural beauty. We will make you look fresher, more engaged, more like you've been on holiday. That is what we're after. So we're not going to lie to you. We will tell you your result. Often people want a quick fix and then they're not for us and they'll leave, or they want to look, I don't know, a lot of people want me to change their whole face and I'm not about that. So often they leave and they're quite upset with me. But at the end of the day, I need to sleep at night and I can't sleep knowing that I've given someone Russian lips or chipmunk cheeks. I just can't. So unfortunately, those people will leave. But we sit here and we make a plan together. And yeah, usually it's a combination of both injectables and facials and home care.
Fantastic. Love that. So I think my understanding from what we've discussed, be respectful to your skin, look after it, use your sunblock now, and make sure you're doing everything you can to maintain your youthful look. Have a skincare routine that is given to you by a medical professional if you can, and just look after yourself so you can delay the visit for as long as possible and then just be as natural as possible. So really, Doc, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate everything that you've shared with us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
That's awesome. One last thing, you mentioned you're doing a video once a week. Tell us your socials quickly.
On Instagram, it's at Dr. Ovadia. On Facebook, it's Radiant Secrets.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So go and check out some of the videos. Listen to what the doc tells you. You have been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. As I get ready to pack up and head back to a freezing Johannesburg so I can chat with you next week.